The problem here begins with Peter, who is the leader and the spokesman of all the disciples, the apostles. Peter had a problem. Shall I forgive my brother up to 7 times? What is the background of his grouches? The background, I believe, is a matter of leadership. And who shall be the greatest in the kingdom of God? It begins with Matthew chapter 18, the beginning of it, that as you were arguing who is the greatest in God's kingdom, Jesus set up before them a little child and said to them, except you become as a little child, you will not even enter the kingdom of God. So they were humble. Except they be humble as a little child that will believe with simple heart and will listen to the truth, you cannot but be the lowest in the kingdom of God. The second time happened at the institution of the Lord's Supper, which was a very, very important occasion. And yet the Bible tells us that immediately after the Lord's Supper, they began to rival with another who should be the greatest in God's kingdom. Here Jesus says, the greatest in man's kingdom is that he will be served. But in God's kingdom, it is the other way around. Instead of being served, you are the server. And he illustrated the point of his message by bringing a basin of water and a towel. And there, I believe, he knelt before every one of his disciples to wash their feet. And then he told them that you must also wash one another's feet, humble yourselves, and do what I have done as an example to you. Now the third time, not in chronological order, but in logical order, is the coming of Zebedee's wife and her 2 sons, James and John. And she came straight away to Jesus, Lord, when you are in the glory of the kingdom, please make my 2 sons to sit on the right hand and on the left. Jesus asked him a question. Can you drink the cup that I am drinking, the cup of death, and be baptized with the baptism that I will be baptized with? And the 2 sons, in their zeal to get to the top of the kingdom, said yes. Jesus said, to drink my cup and to be baptized my baptism, anyone following me like that will have it. But for me, to make you to sit on the right hand, on the left hand of my kingdom, it is not I to do it, but it is the Father who will give to those to whom these high places will be given. Well, the two sons in zeal, but not knowledge, actually fulfill what they said. James, the brother, was martyred, the first Christian martyr for Jesus, Acts chapter 12, verse 2. And John, who wrote the Revelation, he was the last to be martyred. That was fulfilled, but not the positions. At this, all the 10 other disciples were moved with indignation, the exact words of the scripture. They got very angry that they should be so blatant in seeking to be the first and second in the kingdom of God. Now, Peter had the problem, and it is whether he should forgive up to 7 times. He felt that he was offended at least 3 times in these 3 instances of seeking the greatness in the kingdom of God. Shall I then forgive up to 7 times? I want you to turn to the scriptures. Luke chapter 17, verses 3 and 4. Whenever we come to these key verses, I have felt I should do something, and that is to turn to the scriptures and let you read for yourself. This is Jesus' answer to Peter in earlier times. Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day, turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. Jesus had answered Peter already in advance. But now let us turn back to our text, to Matthew chapter 18, verse 21 and 22. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him till 7 times? Well, that was answered by Jesus in the Gospel of Luke. But now Jesus goes many steps beyond what he said. Infinite steps. Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee until 7 times, but until 70 times 7. You must forgive your offending brother 490 times. But if someone offends us, we may forgive him perhaps 3 times, exactly as he had been offended in the quest for greatness in God's kingdom. He was a leader and a spokesman. Of course, I'm number one. It's true that later on, we find Peter, the number one apostle, at the time of Pentecost, when he preached and 3,000 were saved. Of course I'm number one. So he thought to forgive up to 7 times was too much. But Jesus said, not 7 times, but 70 times 7. That is the number of times we sin against the Lord. That's the number of times we bring sorrow to our God by our very inconsistent behavior or even Christian behavior. Take, for example, one day out of the life that we live in this present age. Having slept late last night, I get up this early morning late, and the first thing I forgot to do was to pray. Do you pray in the morning to seek God's mercies to bless you as you go to work? I forget entirely. And then I have to gulp my food down. And again, there's no time for saying grace to thank the Lord. I reach office 15 minutes late. The first thing is to rush to the toilet. Again, making use of the office time. And then I look on a young girl, colleague working in the same office, with burning sensation in my heart. You know what it is. And then when I go out with my friend to lunch, I take advantage of his hospitality. And then when I come home in the evening, nowadays, couples already cook at home. They have no time to cook. So I gradually take my wife to dinner. When I come home, all that I'm interested is the TV, and get glued to it until late at night and then go to bed. How we have transgressed God's laws. And then, how about Sunday? I never read my Bible at all. But when Sunday comes, my Bible that is put on the shelf, I'll carry it to church. And then I will listen to the sermon and then turn to the pages, the chapters that are mentioned. In order to help us in the knowledge of the Word of God, I therefore would like to get you to bring a red pencil, and when the key verse is mentioned, that you can underscore and that you can learn a bit more of the Word of God. Poor thing, that's a page out of the life of a Christian. And so, that is how it is. That the Lord then tells a story, a parable to show how much we owe God. The story of the parable of the servant who owes the king 10,000 talents, $1 million in today's calculation. And he, not being able to pay, asked for mercy and was forgiven. To sell even his wife and children, that would not make up the sum that was required of him to pay. Well, if one day we sin 7 times, in 1 year of 365 days, we sin 2,550 times. Let us say we live up to 70 years. In 70 years, we will have sinned against God 140,500 times. That is the outworking of the parable of the one who owes his king 10,000 talents. But here comes a situation where this servant that is forgiven has a fellow servant who owes him only 100 pence. $10 against $1 million. And they held him by the throat. Pay up. And he begged of him, I have no money. But he said, you have no money, then go to prison. That is a picture of a church. All the members are like the one who owed the king 10,000 talents. And all those who owe $10, one to the other maybe, are like quarreling members. And they won't forgive one another. You owe me only $10, but I will not forgive you. And so, there is no genuine Christian love. There is no peace in the church. Jesus in Matthew chapter 5, verse 22 to 24, tells of a man who has hurt someone in the church, and it is his duty, as he's going to bring a gift to the altar, or like as he is coming to the Holy Communion. Before you take the Holy Communion, you better go and make up with him. But instead, we go on our way, we forget about it. The Lord will not accept that gift. The Lord will not accept you when you come to the Lord's table. Go and make up with him and then come back. There must be mutual forgiveness before you come and worship the Lord. Not to say come to the Lord's table, to come to church. There was an elder who had fallen out with another elder. So he sits on right on the front. The other one, who has some trouble with him, sits at the back. That is not a good picture. Now let us, instead of hearing the Lord, we hear the Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 33 and verse 32. A quarreling church. Please turn to the scriptures and mark them. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor, think of it, all these things happening in the church, and evil speaking, gossiping, talking bad of one another. He is bad and I'm good. Be put away from you with all malice. Christians hating Christians in the heart. And I challenge you, do you speak to all the brothers in the church? Unless we have a clean heart and you can say honestly, I have nothing against anyone and I love them all the same in the church. You're coming here with malice and unhappiness and without speaking terms with a friend here is unworthy. And be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. 70 times 7 is what God is doing to each one of us, forgiving us our trespasses. But we are not willing to forgive even once. Therefore, in the Lord's Prayer, you know why we say the Lord's Prayer here? Some people say it's mumbling. one of my students who graduated, and he thinks himself a greater theologian. He discredits the Lord's Prayer. We are mumbling something. It's the Lord's Prayer who teaches us. And one most vital, most powerful sentence is, "And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us." If you don't forgive your enemy or your friend who is hurt, neither will God the Father forgive you. That is a wonderful answer. Therefore, today's message, Peter did not want to forgive his friend who hurt him up to 7 times. But in Luke already, chapter 17, the Lord has also stated that you must forgive him 7 times. But in 18, Matthew chapter 18, it is a deeper truth that Jesus leads us all into. We must forgive up to 70 times 7, which is limitless. And if it should be over 490 times, it's still our duty to forgive one another. I would therefore want to teach you a little chorus. We had done this before. I'll sing it for you first. Oh, be kind one to another. Be kind one to another. Be tender-hearted, forgiving each other. Be kind one to another. Let's sing it a bit lower. All of you sing with me from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. Be kind one to another. 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 Be tender-hearted, forgiving each other. Be kind one to another. Once again, be kind one to another. Be kind one to another. Be tender-hearted, forgiving each other. Be kind one to another. Are you not on speaking terms with some brother or sister here? The first thing you do to go and shake his or her hand, and everything is over. But there are many who are resisting, and on a little thing that they do not like, they will criticize you. But let us be kind to one another, as what the church should be.